This is The Book in the Spade, a report on the latest discoveries and developments in biblical archaeology. Here's your host, Gordon Govier.
We talked with archaeologist Eric Klein about the new version of his book on the Bronze Age Collapse, 1177 BC, a graphic history of the year civilization collapsed. And I found this such a creative and intriguing book that I took him up on his suggestion to interview his collaborator on this project, cartoonist Glynis Fox. It's great to have you on the program, Glynis.
Thank you so much.
Glynis, you are not only a cartoonist based at the Center for Cartoon Studies in White River, Vermont, but you are also an archaeologist. That may sound like kind of a strange combination, but historically, archaeologists usually have had to draw the items they excavate anyway, right?
Yes, definitely.
So when you were in school, did you know that you wanted to be an archaeologist and an illustrator?
Well, yes, in the short answer. As I really studied art, but I also studied, especially in grad school, was the first time I got to go on a dig. And after a day of digging, I asked the excavator, isn't there anything I can draw? So I knew from the beginning that I was deeply interested in archaeology, you know, the story of what human lives were like as we can know through evidence that of their daily lives and art. But I also knew that my form of expression was in drawing and writing. That's how I think that this has come about.
So where did you do archaeology actually out in the field?
Well, that first dig was with Jody Magnus at a site in Israel called Tel Yatir. I also worked in Israel at Tel Rehov, which I think Eric mentions in after 1177, because it's an Iron Age site. I worked on a survey project in Syria and lived in Homs. I worked on other projects that were survey, not in the field, but in Lebanon, so working in Beirut. I had a Fulbright to Cyprus, and before that worked on a bunch of different sites there, including in Paphos and in museums in Limassol and Nicosia and Larnaca. I worked in Greece. I've gone back to the site of Cancrii, which is the port of ancient Corinth, so the eastern side where St. Paul would have sailed in.
I have some friends who were just there. I saw a picture on Facebook earlier today.
Ah, nice. So, it's a beautiful sight.
Yeah. Well, so you've done a lot of work in the field as well as illustrating. Eric mentioned illustrating his book, Three Stones Make a Wall, and I guess maybe that's where you're usually connected. So what was your reaction when Eric proposed the idea of doing a graphic version of his 1177 BC, the year that civilization collapsed?
Well, it was actually Rob Tempio, who is the editor. And I kind of thought no way that it was too big. But that was before I read the book. And then I did and realized it was so full of stories, and their stories are so visual that then I thought, okay, I'll do it, and made a book proposal.
And so it took, I think you thought it might take 2 years and it ended up taking 4 years or something like that?
Well, it took 2.5 from when I actually began work on it to finishing. And that was with 2 deadline extensions.
So you'd done a little bit, you know, something like graphic novels already when you got this project.
Yeah.
So it wasn't completely new, but...
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, when I was in Cyprus, I published a book of cartoons. That was 20 years ago. And I've published several books since then, you know, starting with self-publishing and then smaller publishers. And so it's been a while of developing skills in cartooning.
Yeah. You don't start right with a book like this at the very beginning. What were the unique challenges of this book, though?
Well, I can say my favorite things were drawing images of ancient art that was very straightforward. I think visualizing what scenes of life would look like in the ancient world was really my favorite part. I really loved the imaginative element of that. Like, what would it be like in Amenhotep III's, among all of his international wives, what would that be like? Or what would it be like to see the sea peoples arriving on the shore, and how would they get along with people there? So, you know, imagining these sort of scenarios that are sort of abstract in terms of scholarship, that what would that have looked like? So that was the fun part.
I imagine you must have had to do some extra research to actually be able to accurately depict some of these scenes, because this is a historical book. It's not a novel.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, what would an interior of a palace look like? And there are a few reconstructions on the internet, but not as many as, you know, that you have to make sure, wait, is this a reconstruction of an Iron Age version of this place, or is this the right time period? Or, I wanted it to be as accurate as possible in terms of the kind of pottery also that, you know, characters were carrying and using. And yes, definitely. And Eric will point out that there's sometimes more in information in this book than there is in his original, because of me asking him what kind of new species of plants, for example, did the sea peoples bring to the coast of Canaan? And he just says new species of plants. And in my book, there's coriander, poppy, a few more. Coriander and cumin seem to go together, but I think cumin's not one of them. Mm-hmm. So there are more details in this book in some cases than in the original.
For those who've just joined us, we're talking with Glynis Fox, who is the cartoonist behind 1177 BC, A Graphic History of the Year Civilization Collapsed. It's a fascinating new archaeological book in the style of graphic novels, but it's a history book. Do you always try to put humor in your books? That was something that wasn't in the original that Eric wrote.
There's some humor in his original book, I think. But yes, it's both to keep, it just comes to me, and I appreciate the humor in others, and I think it's a deep part of life, and also helps deepen understanding to make connections that way.
It's easier to read, especially for young people, I think, if there's some humor involved.
I feel like humor brings a very full range of emotion to literature.
When we talked with Eric, we mentioned that there's no table of contents, there's no index and bibliography, but you do have at the end of the book dramatis persona with all of the main characters. Was that your idea?
We talked about that together, and it's taken right from his original book, but I remember having a meeting, printing out all the people that are in the original 1177 BC and circling who's most important. That was a joint decision.
Do you have a favorite amongst all those personalities?
yes, I like, or I think it's the interesting story about the Zenanza affair with an Egyptian queen writing to a Hittite king, send me one of your sons to marry. That's really unusual, because Egyptian royalty women never married foreigners, so that she was asking that meant she was pretty desperate for some new blood, and then she ended up having to marry her older uncle or something like that.
So I understand you have a presentation that tells the story of how this book came together. What has been the reaction as you've given that presentation?
Oh, it's been very good. And people are really interested in all the steps of the production of this. So I show the thumbnails where I figure out what goes where on a page. And then I show that I made a pencil drawing where all the research comes in, and then I make a final pencil drawing, and I've chosen pencil instead of ink because it allows for more gradations. And then there's another layer of text and a layer of balloons around the text. And then there's several layers of color, and then there's panel borders. And at that stage, this is all digital. So I'm using Photoshop, Procreate, and InDesign, but they're all digital layers that go together to make a single page. So there is the originals of this, of each of these pages that I have, you know, stacked in my files, have no text on them in general. They're just black and white images. So all the color, text, and everything comes from digital files.
Now that the book is out and people are reading it, what is your feeling about this project? Would you be interested in doing something like this again?
Well, yes, it's been out 1 month, I think. It's been very positive. People have said all positive things. I definitely would be interested in doing this again. I have contracts for 2 other books currently, and I'd like to do a third that would be about my own story of working in archaeology. I need to finish these other books before I take on another book like this. But definitely I'm interested in doing more.
One of the things we talked about with Eric is that archaeology seems to kind of lend itself to a project like this because it is a visual medium in a way. You have to have a lot of imagination to be a good archaeologist.
He has said something like, you need no imagination. You have to rely completely on data. That came up recently. But I think you do. I think that it is visual, and that the combination of visual imagining of this other world based completely on data. I feel like the ancient world is a little bit similar to me as fantasy. You know, it's not Lord of the Rings, but that's another fully realized world. And the ancient world is a little bit like that for me, but based on the shared knowledge of history and what archaeology has discovered to create that world.
I think that's a great way to wrap up our interview. Thanks for being on the program, Glynis. We've been talking with Glynis Fox, the cartoonist behind 1177 BC, a graphic history of the year civilization collapsed. We'd like to remind our listeners that we have a link to this book and some other books by Eric Klein. We also have other information on our website at radioscribe.com. We also have podcasts now. This program is being released to the major podcast platforms, and our quarterly Biblical Archaeology News magazine, Artifacts, also is available. You can find out more about subscribing to it online. And finally, we are also featuring breaking news videos from the Israel Antiquities Authority at our website at radioscribe.com. I'm Gordon Govier. Join us again next time for more Backgrounders on the Bible through Biblical Archaeology on The Book and the Spade.
The Book and the Spade is produced by Scribe Media. For information on Biblical Archaeology resources or obtaining a copy of this program on CD, go to our website at radioscribe.com.